Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Awaken America. Come on, America, let's awaken to empowerment and truth. This is Carol Ann Parisi. Let's save the USA. You know what? This is your authentic guide for self-empowerment, knowledge, and wisdom, timeless truth, history, and a little biblical. You know, we are at a tipping point right here, and our values and virtues are at stake. And our liberty is at stake. So it's time. It's time for us to awaken. It is time for peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. And it is time for truth. It's time, America. It's time we awaken. Because remember, thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We could be, do, have whatever our heart desires. It's time for us to be that change we wish to see. This is Carol Ann Parisi. I want to welcome you here today. It's an interesting little tidbit. The Florida commissioner asked Governor DeSantis to make ivermectin available to the public. See, there are certain things that really do work, but there are certain people that want to preclude you from knowing these timeless truths. As a matter of fact, the Wuhan lab, gain-of-function research, Dr. Fauci and a lot of these Washingtonian insiders knew all about it. So they're hiding stuff from us. So you know what? We do need to pray. We need to pray like we've never prayed before. We need to fight. So let us start this portion of our show with the Yasha Prayer Force, especially since it is Rosh Hashanah, the anniversary of creation, the biblical new year. The year is 5782. It's one of the most profound holidays for Bible-believing Christians, and, of course, Jews. Our Savior was a Jew. But let's do this. Let's start off with Jesus calling for our show today. And that is, today is the 7th. And let's do this thing. It says, enjoy the warmth of my presence. Okay? Enjoy the warmth of my presence. This is from our Jesus Calling book by Sarah Young, Daily Prayer Book. It's great. Enjoy the warmth of my presence shining upon you. Feel your face as you bask in my light, love light. I delight in you more than you can imagine. I approve of you continuously, for I see you cloaked in my light, arrayed in my righteousness. There is no condemnation for those who are clothed in me. That is why I abhor the use of guilt as a means of motivation among Christians. Some pastors try to whip their people into action with guilt-inducing sermons. This procedure could drive many people to work harder or drive them away. But in the end, the end does not justify the means. Guilt-evoking messages can undermine the very foundation of grace in the believer's heart. A pastor may feel successful when his people are doing more, but I look at their hearts. I grieve when I see grace eroding with weeds of anxious works creeping in. I want you to relax in the assurance of my perfect love. The law of my spirit of life has set you free from the law of sin and death. And that is from Jesus Calling. Let's go before his throne today on Rosh Hashanah. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, we ask that you come, lead us, guide us, touch us. We need you. There's so much trials going on in the world, Lord, and you know them. But Lord, we know that you know the beginning from the end, and you can fix everything. But we have to watch our mind, our emotions, and our attitudes, Lord. And we need to get back to you. We need to get back to remembering who we are in you. We are your children, Father, and we come to you. We come to you. We come to you with your word. You tell us to pray without ceasing. We need you. We need your light, your truth, Lord. Please expose the truth. We need your voice of truth to resonate within us. Abba Daddy, help this country. Help the poor people that are in Afghanistan, the ones that are stranded. Expose this Taliban, Lord. Take this enemy. Put it under our feet. Expose Joe Biden and all of his duplicity and Kamala Harris and everything that these people have done to get ahead and how they're truly hurting their country, this great country that was founded on biblical principles. Lord, we know we have murdered 60 million unborn babies in this country, and we ask for your forgiveness, Lord. Lord, you know the beginning from the end, so we ask that you just lead us, guide us, touch us, show us what we need to do. Your word is powerful and it's true. Lord, we know, as it says in your word, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, Philippians 4:13. So as Dr. Charles Stanley says, Father, fight all of our battles on our knees and we will win every time. So we come before you, as it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people humble themselves and ask for my forgiveness, I will heal their land. Heal our land, Lord. Lord, we trust you with all of our hearts and with all of our souls, as it says in Proverbs 3:3. So, Lord, lead, guide, touch our leadership. Please let people understand, expose the truth, Father. Expose the truth. That is what we ask. We ask that your voice of truth resonate. All the truth come forward. Make people accountable. Lord, we thank you. We ask you for your blessings. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And today is Rosh Hashanah. Started at sundown last night. And let's see here. It's the anniversary of creation. It's the year 5782. It's our biblical new year. You could have some apples dipped in honey. You could say Shana Tova, Happy New Year. And this is a Shemitah year. Every 7 years, it's a Shemitah year. I did blow the shofar last night. Let's see. Written in the Book of Life, prayer book. Oh, there's a prayer book called a Machzor that has the Rosh Hashanah prayer in it. And it's Yom Kippur is coming up, and that is the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. And let's see. This is the month of Tishrei. And I guess something about the tribe of Ephraim. We're supposed to anticipate provision this year of 5782. Abraham's provision of the lamb, I guess, was made on this Rosh Hashanah. Solomon's temple was finished. Sarah died. Lord, we have a covenant with you, blessing of this new year. Right, and then the Holy of Holy Days is Yom Kippur, which is coming, and then it's 40 days of Tishrei, and then there's also Tabernacles that's coming. So this is an appointed time. It's very key. The Hebraic calendar, the trumpets is the 6th of September Eve, 7th all day. Tabernacles is the 20th of September. Day of Atonement is the 15th of September, sundown. And then Tabernacles is the Sukkot, the 20th of September, sundown to the 28th. So we got a lot of high holy days coming up here in the fall. And this is the new year celebration of this year, 5782, the anniversary of creation. Also, the temple, like we said, was completed. And Abraham's provision of the lamb, Isaac was going to be sacrificed, I guess, on this day. And then the finished completion of Solomon's temple. It's also a day to introspect. Kind of get yourself introspected and, you know, What are you attracting into your life? Are you being a good believer? You know, You know, and ask yourself, where's the truth in all this? Where is the forgiveness in all this? Where's the real justice? So, let's see, I'm trying to read some of the notes. What you respect, you will attract. That's very nice. So, friends, we are definitely at some crazy times in our life, and I did want to go a little bit through some of the Jewish holiday. What you behold, you become. So you have the mind of truth, the spirit of truth, the word of truth, and the voice of truth. This is Voice of Truth Radio, Awaken to Empowerment. So, you know, let's take some deep breaths and be the change and ask God for guidance of this country. There is a new moon here, September 7th, 2021. We are heading towards some challenging times. Interesting. New moon, September 7th. That's interesting. I just opened this thing, and it went right to that. Huh. Interesting. September 7th, the new moon. So tonight's a new moon. It's a new year. Blow the shofar. I did do the shofar yesterday. I have a shofar. I think it's pretty cool. But, all right, let's see. Do I have more notes? I do. But this is Rosh Hashanah. We'll go through more of the holy days. I had a whole other situation book that I was going to use. Don't know where I put it. Shock of all shocks. Not really. Way too many things going on. Built a 40 by 25 garden bed. Started that. Oy, 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 oy. Crazy tired. Moved a ton of dirt yesterday. Anyway, it's okay. It's good stuff to do for the new year. So let's see here. Let's get into our shocking secrets of American history, the 115 surprising and amusing tales by Phil Coate. Let us remember what T.J. said. That would be Thomas Jefferson. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what was and never will be. Yes, let's remember that. So this is called Facing the Enemy for Naught. Interesting. You ready to hear it? All these interesting things. All right, let's get going for that. Sorry that we haven't had a couple shows here a couple days. I was out in the yard doing stuff. I got to be honest, I took some nighttime pain medication. Oh, I can't do that. My body's so sensitive. Makes me stupid the whole next day. So if I sound stupid, it's because that's the reason why. Anyway, here we go. Facing the Enemy for Naught, the Battle of New Orleans. The date was January 8, 1815, and the British Army had assembled 8,000 battle-seasoned troops on the outskirts of New Orleans. They were facing a hodgepodge force of Americans led by Andrew Jackson. The British sacrificed 2,000 men that day, but by a quirk of fate, it was all unnecessary. The War of 1812 easily ranks as America's worst fought war. The disunited country couldn't even defend its own capital as the British put Washington, D.C. to the torch and ran President James Madison into the nearby hills. It is not surprising that the British became a bit overconfident as they assembled just below New Orleans to attack the motley crew that General Andrew Jackson called his army. On January 8, 1815, Sir Edward Pakenham led his redcoats into a frontal attack against the Americans. Awaiting his adversary advance was Jackson, with a polyglot collection of Tennesseans, Kentuckians, Creoles, and pirates drawn up behind beastworks. For all their drill and bravery, the lobsterbacks advancing through the open were no match for Jackson's well-protected men. Making good use of artillery as well as rifles, the Americans held their fire as each wave of attackers approached and sent deadly volleys at close range. Finally, the British retreated while American band struck up Hail Columbia, and sang the popular little ditty, Behind It Stood Our Little Force. none wished it greater, for every man was half a horse and half an alligator. Left behind were 700 dead, including Pakenham himself, 1,400 wounded, and 500 prisoner. Jackson losses were confined to 8 killed and 13 wounded. Clearly the British lion's tail had been twisted. But it had all been for naught. 2 weeks earlier, December 24, 1814, the peace treaty between the United States and Great Britain had been signed. The opposing forces in the Battle of New Orleans had no idea that the War of 1812 was over before the first shot was ever fired. Interesting. They didn't have social media. Which, by the way, we don't really have social media either. Our media is a joke. Mainstream media, give me a break. They're not reporting a lot of truth. Facebook, Farcebook is what I call it, and all the rest of that. They're blocking people from putting stuff on. Go to Frank's speech. Mike Lindell's Frank speech. There's Rumble. There's a whole bunch of really good things out there that are alternatives to some of these things if you want to be into that. But, yeah, we're losing our country, folks. I guess one of the folks that Kamala Harris bailed out of jail with her fund, you know, her GoFundMe stuff, was a murderer. Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, murdered again. Don't hold me to that account. I'm not sure. But, yeah, murderers. Yeah, Kamala's paying for murderers to get out of jail. Wondering how many people are coming into this country illegally that have that same kind of rap on them. And then our borders are being breached by terrorists, too. And there's still thousands of Americans there. Poor children, poor babies, poor women. Got to pray for them. All these people are up in arms about this Delta variant. Duh. Fauci lied. People died. They did this on purpose, this gain-of-function research in a Wuhan lab, and they're trying to preclude people from knowing that, too. I mean, how do these people expect us to trust them? Don't trust your government, man. They're not worthy being trusted. Our founders are spinning in their grave. But let's just keep praying like we never prayed before. Get that vibe good. Keep that vibe high. High vibes are good things. And New Year. Do some nice introspective thinking. Make some plans. Remember, immigration's good, like it was back in the day, where you had this industrious, entrepreneurial, innovative spirit. Those are the kind of immigrants we want. These people want free shit, not freedom. Add value to this country. Get the hell out of here. And all you people with your stupid critical racist theory, it's racist, okay? Low vibes, it's racist. Stop looking at people by the color of their skin or their gender or whatever. How about character? Character counts, not characters. Terrible. Just terrible. But you know what? Individually, we have to be the change. We have to go ahead, step up, show up, stand up, speak up, never give up, don't put up. We got to be that change. And we have to watch our thoughts, they become our words. We have to watch our words, they become our actions. We have to watch our actions, they become our habits. We have to watch our habits, they become our character. We have to watch our character because it ultimately becomes our destiny. And that goes true for our country, too. You know, as a country, to watch our words. We need to watch some of the things we do, some of the habits of giving. I mean, you know what? Hand up is a great thing. But these handouts, but that's to get people leaning and dependent on government. And our character now has become a government of, you know, power and too much control, and they lie to people. Okay? College football crowds chant expletives of F. Biden. It's hysterical. F. Biden. Yeah, you know what? It is a great awakening. It's happening. This could be like the Reagan Revolution, people. You know what? Get involved. Get engaged. Be a local community organizer. Pray for our country. Remember, all that's necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. All right? This is Carol Parisi. I'm going to sign off. I'm exhaustified. I moved a ton of dirt. It's all good. And, yeah, we shared enough for today. We went through most of our stuff. I don't have to sit here and rant for another 10 minutes just because I have the time. Pray like you've never prayed before. Go reach out to people. Start doing community organizing, okay? Be a blessing to someone else, too. Don't be a butthole. Remember, judge people by the contents of their character. Be well. Be blessed. Be free. Be the change you wish to see. This is Carol M.P. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. And most of all, peace of mind. Here's Boston saying, in peace of mind. Catch you back here next time on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Awaken America. Time for truth. It's time. It's time to awaken. It's our country. It's our time. And guess what? We are here for such a time as this. Peace, love, freedom, and most of all, peace of mind. We're going to talk about the Feast of Trumpets, got that book that I talked to you about. Do it tomorrow. Love y'all. Ciao, ciao for Carol Ann signing off. Oh, look at this.